good to have you here. My name is Jamie Roots, and I'm president with the Houston Texans. Tell you, we've been dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey for well over a week, and I've constantly been looking for what the silver linings are in a catastrophe like this. And one of them, absolutely, is the resilient nature of this community, a self-reliant community, a community that helps neighbors help neighbors, corporations step in to help others, great individuals like J.J. Watt does a landmark thing in generating a tremendous amount of financial support that is so needed in our community, and we are incredibly proud of J.J. and all that he's done, and it's a reminder that we are individuals, but at the end of the day, we are Texans, and we come together when we're facing adversity and rely upon our friends, our neighbors, and our partners. And there's a partner that I want to introduce, certainly an individual who's been a great friend to me since we started the Houston Texans back in 2002, has been a great partner of our organization. In fact, I remember back with Hurricane Ike, we worked together on the Texans Helping Texans campaign, and he coined a phrase, and I reminded him of it yesterday, if you can, you must. And Scott McClellan, his entire team, Charles Butt, the HEB organization lives that. If you can, you must. And they step up when the community's in need. He's a tremendous champion for Houston. I know he's now taken on a larger role for HEB, but he's still ours. He's a Houstonian. He's a great Texan. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce the president of HEB Food and Drug, Mr. Scott McClellan.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here. Scott McClellan. I work for HEB, but I'm here today on behalf of Charles Butt. You know, I think last week we saw with the storm the weather at its worst in Houston, but I think with regard to the people of Houston, we saw the people of Houston at their best. And the narrative, I think, of this storm is going to be that people came out in masses to help their fellow humans and to really recover from this storm. And one of the people that we have tremendous respect and admiration for is J.J. Watt. J.J. really stepped up and took action, and he didn't wait for someone to come and bail out Houston. And I think that's the story about Houstonians in general, was we didn't wait for someone to come in and help us out. But in particular, what J.J. did, and from that first video where he said, I'd like to raise $200,000, and 20 minutes later he realized he had to up the game, and today he's sitting at $20 million. Well, our owner, Charles Butt, who really is the beacon of our company and does so many good things within the state of Texas to make it a better state to live in, whether it's selling groceries or helping communities become better, today has announced that he will make a donation of $5 million to the J.J. Watt Foundation, which will take the total from $20 million to over $25 million. So Winnell Heron, who is our group vice president of public affairs. Okay, good. Okay. We'd like to donate this to you, J.J., to help your good efforts. And we're so impressed that you're committed to giving it to the end users, those who are in need. And in a spirit of sense of urgency, let's go fix this city. So thank you very much.
Thanks, J.J., for all that you do for Houston, Texas, and